We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 305. Gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. Trisha Clock.
We're going to do Are You With the Country? They do polls. You know, we see all the polls. Just if you agree with how most Americans answered, how united or divided is the country about how government should respond to Russia's attack on Ukraine? Do you think we're all like on board with what we're doing or divided or not sure?
I would say citizens are pretty united in screw Russia. Go get them, Ukraine. Let's help them all we can. Just recently, I've been hearing, you know, radio and television that several conservatives, like the Rand Paul conservatives, the Mike Lee conservatives, are pushing back and saying that this is not the best use. I think it's $40 billion that President Biden wants us into Ukraine. And so for the first time, we have some conservatives in Congress who are pushing back and saying, no, Ukraine is important. We're with them, but we should spend that money at home fighting inflation. So I think my sense is that the average person out there were kind of in lockstep, but now the politicians don't seem to be.
Yeah, I'm with Dave on that.
I would kind of like to know. I mean, I'm not opposed to helping. Yes, we should help, but I kind of would like to know, like, what's the end point? When do we stop giving money and when do we start switching to something else? Or, you know, is it just we're going to keep giving it until or what? Like that, I mean, that would be kind of good to know.
Go ahead, Rich.
It's a loan, right? I mean, they have to pay us back just like we have to pay other people back.
I doubt it.
Oh, I didn't I don't think that was the case.
I think it's just aid. I don't know that we, I mean, I'm sure this isn't technically correct, but I think it's practically correct. I don't know that we've ever given people a loan that they ever paid back.
Yeah, I kind of thought that's the
same forgive
thing.
Them all the time. And I think why this one is so important is the fact that we are basically fighting Russia through Ukraine. Rather than fighting them ourselves, we are kind of proxy fighting them through Ukraine, and we want to weaken Russia. We want them to fail. We want all bad things to happen to them. And Ukraine, they're fighting like, you know, badgers, and we're sending them money and we're sending them weapons, and that's in our best interest. So I think that's why we're so willing to spend the money, because there are so many places around the world where horrible things are happening, and right. we're just like, that sucks to be you, doesn't it?
Right.
You know, I think Biden just is sending back the 700 special ops people to Somalia that President Trump had pulled out and said, we don't have any business over there. I didn't even know that we'd been there in the first place. But there's an example, horrible things going on, and we're just now sending some people over there again. But my take.
42% of Americans think we're united, 40% think we're divided, and 18% aren't sure. if you travel alone, which seat on a plane do you prefer? The window, middle, or aisle? Or you never fly or you don't know?
Probably the aisle, because then I feel like I could escape from people faster.
I'm with you. Or if I have to go to the bathroom, yeah. Which I'm prone to do, I don't want to ask people to get up.
Anything but the middle.
Yeah, that's kind of how I've never flown alone. I've only flown once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think probably aisle, because the window, you know, I mean, what is it like this big? You're not really going to see much out of it.
You can see pretty much.
It's bigger than your head.
I'm not gonna see much.
And you're looking out into the sky.
Flying through the sky. Big whoop.
I can see the sky from the ground.
Cloud, cloud, another cloud.
52% of that people want the much. Window. Only 2% will take the middle and 27% the aisle.
I'd love a word with those 2% of people who want to sit in the middle seat.
Because if, that's weird. Again, if you're traveling alone, you're sitting between two strangers.
Yeah, like what? Why do you want to do that? What's wrong with you?
Taking everyone down to Florida in July.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be a surprise.
Nice.
I'm just taking care of my family now. And so we're taking these significant others. So Phoebe's boyfriend, Christian, and Nick's girlfriend, Bria, will be going, but they're going separate, just the way it shook out. And so they're flying together, and Christian's never been on a plane.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
So that's going to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hope he does well. I'm sure they're open, too. What's the maximum distance you consider walking distance in minutes?
Ooh.
Oh, I would say 20 minutes.
Oh, you mean just like I'm going somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm not walking. I'm not like out walking for walking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to a place.
You're trying to get to it. What's the maximum
walking distance?
So if I say, oh, it's in walking distance, how long, what's the maximum amount that should be?
Like, look, we're at 12th Street, and if you guys wanted to go to 4th Street, I wouldn't be excited about that. I'd say let's Uber.
That's like
15 minutes.
20.
Yeah, I can agree on 20. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I could do 20.
Really?
Could you?
Yes.
Good
well,
you know.
The one time we went on a semi-long walk, it didn't go well, so.
Was that to the garden?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I just didn't know. Like, I needed to mentally
semi-long.
Prepare.
You could throw a football and hit the garden from this building.
No, you can't. Most people think, 30 minutes, it's tied. 30 minutes and 20 minutes. 5% said within an hour. No. Mm. 15 minutes, 17%.
I like to walk and everything, but I don't want to be like, it's a quick 45-minute jaunt, and then we have to walk back, too. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Do you support or oppose abolishing the Senate filibuster?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
this is a good not sure.
Yeah, it is a good not sure. I'm pretty much against it because it just feels like whoever is in power next time can just put it back up or, you know, if it were Republicans trying to abolish it to try to block Democrats from blocking something, then it would be like the most evil thing in the world. You know, it's like I've never been one to be like, abolish it, because that at what point does it stop? But I don't think the filibuster is in the Constitution either. So I'm not sure. That's a long-winded way of saying I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's similarities between, like, the Bible and the church and the Constitution and the Congress. Because the church, like the Catholic Church, took the Bible and then said, you know what else would be great? It'd be great if we did this. And then you guys just, and I'm not crapping on you for it, like, you just did it. You know, like, let's have the Pope and let's have cardinals and let's do this and they can't be married and here's another rule. And I think the Senate especially has done the same thing. Like, we have the Constitution, then we have the Senate, and we're going to make up a whole bunch of rules. And I agree with Rach. Like, I can remember Harry Reid wanting to get rid of it. Mitch McConnell wanted to get rid of it. So I just don't trust any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the number one answer was not sure. I don't think a lot of people understand it either, which I would include myself in that as well. If you're ordering carry out, how much should you tip percentage wise?
I think 20 is very generous. That's probably a little much. I'd say most people would say like 10 or 15 on carry out, though.
Agree.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
The iPad checkout point of sale has increased tips exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they spin that thing around for me, whether I'm at my tan place or wherever, I can't not tip.
Mm-hmm.
Because
agree.
Before all this, if I went in and I'm going to get a spray tan and they go like, you want the usual? And I'm like, yeah. And I go get in a box and they make me look like shake and bake chicken. I would never think like, let me just give you a 20.
I'm still questioning that.
Yeah, I think it's insane that you would tip on that. Because no one's providing you a service.
No,
they're typing
they're not
something
doing
into a computer for you.
I do it. They spin it around and they look at me.
Because they spin it around and they look you right in the eyes. You and they're like, go ahead, hit that button. Hit that button that says no tip.
Are you a no on carry out?
I didn't know that you were supposed to tip on carryout. I don't know if I've ever done it. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of carryout. I'll do like pizza carryout usually, but I don't know. I just looked at it as like a drive-through type of deal. Like, I wouldn't tip somebody in the drive-through.
What do you guys mean? I mean, you're not alone. A lot of people said nothing.
I know that Domino's is doing this big campaign, like, please, please, God, pick up your pizzas.
We'll give you $3.
Right, exactly. And I know that you have to be clever when you're doing advertising, but just, couldn't they just say that, like, hey, look, we're really hurting. Could you pick up the pizzas? They're like, look, you're a Domino's delivery person now, and your car turns into a Domino's car. It's like, God, just. Yeah.
No one on earth is more important than a delivery person for Domino's. That's why we're giving you $3.
But is that what's going on? They just don't have enough manpower to deliver your pizzas?
Everyone's hurting, and no one wants to deliver. And
you're right. Just say, listen, we are hurting like everybody else. We do not have people to deliver the pizza. Will you pick it up?
Yeah. Help us out here. You want the pizza? We want to give it to you. Help us out a little.
And that's cool if you want to give us $3 off. Like, great. But don't act like we work there.
Order. It's for a future order. Let's be very clear. They're not handing you $3.
I thought it was just $3 off your pizza.
It's for your next order.
Oh, that's kind of BS.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was...
The number one was people think you should tip between 6 and 10%. 21% of people think that. And 19%, that's the number two biggest answer, think nothing on carryout.
I think it became way more common to tip on carryout during the pandemic because it was like, this is the only way people are getting tipped. And I read once that I've never been a server or anything, but whenever they're preparing your to-go meal, if you have a bunch of condiments and stuff, they're getting your silverware together, they're getting your napkins. That takes a lot of time that's taking them away from their table. So then I thought, oh, okay, so I'll definitely tip every time I do that now.
Yep.
Should search engines / social media sites be required to allow users to opt out of being targeted with ads on certain sensitive topics like pregnancy, alcohol, weight loss? Should you be able to opt out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Why those things?
Well, like, if you see an ad for weight loss and you have, like, an eating disorder or anorexia or something like that, that can be just not, like, you know, I hate to use a word like triggering, but it's just like, you know, you're just scrolling through trying to see what people are up to and enjoy your evening or whatever, and you see a thing that's like, I don't know. Now I'm thinking about this, and it's like, you know what I mean?
I don't know why they wouldn't let you have the option to opt out of any type of advertising you don't want to see, because that's only good PR for whatever your platform is. Like, hey, we are actually keeping your mental health or your preferences in mind whenever we're advertising to you.
Do you, I'm sure that it affects you in ways you don't know, but do you guys feel like, since I'm not on social media, that when you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and you see the ads, does it work?
Instagram has shown me some pretty cool ads before, and I've definitely, they've got me and my Old Navy tastes down to a T, basically. I've definitely ordered before. So Instagram's really good at it. Stuff like Facebook and Twitter, they don't know me quite as well, but I mean, I've definitely come across an ad a few times and been suckered in.
But see, on Twitter, if I'm interested and then I see promoted, I skip right by
it. I'm the same way.
I won't even stop. But on Instagram, I will. I don't know.
Because it looks like a normal post.
Yeah.
You know what I'm bad about? On my phone feed, I know they're ads, but I tell myself they're not. It's like, today in Ukraine, and Joe Biden said this, and they're like, Halle Berry says it's the only eye cream she'll use. And I'm like, but.
Tell me, Halle.
Andrew, clear 4 o'clock. I have a really important story.
Okay, one more. I don't know why this question was asked. I'm pretty sure we're all going to answer the same way, but should top government officials have better access to medical treatments than the average American?
Yes, because there are better.
Well, 18% of people said yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to put it that way as in, like, they should have better, but I definitely want, like, the president to have the best of the best medical care.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I'm in the minority.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to take that. One could be if, like, the president gets COVID, do you want him to get, you know, the best care possible? Yes. But do I think that Congress people should have better health care than we do? No.
Yeah. No. But they do, because they made it that way.
This is true. 325 on the dot, DGS. Happy Friday to you. What do you think of this?
It's not Friday.
Did I say Friday?
Yes. Oh, don't. Yeah. And I want to punch you.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Sorry about that.
Ooh. Oh, God, Dave.
It's the Murrow. It's gone to my head.
Every day's Friday on a show like this.
I was watching one of my nerd cooking shows yesterday, and it was this guy who's a cheese master, like a master sommelier, but it's for cheese. And he's going all over the world, and he's like, hey, tell me about Velveeta. And there's this one guy, I think he's in Switzerland, and he is the guy.
It's a cheesemonger, right? Isn't that their name?
I think it's a fishmonger. Mm. Yeah. I think a cheesemonger is something different. Much more unpleasant.
He's a cheesy wheezy.
This is a long way to go to get to this one point, because it's the only one that's really interesting. This guy is 70, and he claims, and his family backs him up, he works 7 days a week, all the time. He never takes a day off. Literally works 7 days a week, 365, and he's done it since he was like 20 years old.
Mm.
How's that hit you?
If he's passionate about cheeses, I mean, if he's doing what he loves, there are musicians, I guess, who probably do that every single day, right? So if you're a cheese guy, more power to you. By the way, I Googled it, and cheesemonger is the term.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Another way to think about it, this says, is a cheese storyteller. I swear to God, that's what it says.
Tell me the story of cheese.
A cheesemonger.
Also known as Remy the Rat from Ratatouille. Yeah, I mean, if he's not, like, working himself to death because he has to or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, if he's just doing it because he has a lot of fun and it's hard for him to think about things that aren't cheese-related.
Yeah, why don't we, whenever we do find out that it's an artist of some kind, we're like, well, yes, of course, the art is just pouring out of them.
Right.
But then whenever it's cheese, we're like, oh, he must be exhausted. The guy loves cheese. Let him go. Let him do his thing.
I've never, like, the Google glasses and things like that never meant anything to me. I'm not very techie. But I saw a story a couple days ago that the new Google Glass is going to have this thing where, let's say that Trish speaks Mandarin Chinese. I have the glasses on, and she's speaking to me in Mandarin Chinese. It is on the fly in real time translating it.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But I will say, if it is anything like the regular Google Translate technology, it needs some work. It's not perfect. And part of that is because it can only do, like, literal translations, and literal translations are hard to do. That's why you get, like, you see the signs in Japan or whatever that have, like, the silly English, you know, grammar on them or whatever. It's because direct translations are challenging. So I don't really know.
That's amazing if that's, I mean, just think about what that could. A lot of people won't travel because they can't understand the language, or just, like, business transactions, or even war. I mean, just, God, that's incredible.
It would be amazing to be able to sit down anywhere in the world and tell
understand
and
yeah.
understand everybody.
It could change the whole world.
Boy, he was really out on it 20 seconds ago.
That's, if it works,
that's changing the whole world.
If it, I have my doubts, but if it works, I think it would be pretty cool.
All right, we're not talking about Bigfoot here, but when people like Trish will say, understandably so, well, how could this even be? And wouldn't we have found it by now and all this? Is it Homo Florensis, something like that? Called the Hobbit.
Because it's in the island of Flores.
And there are now a couple of archaeologists and anthropologists who think that they may still exist.
Hobbits?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
So they're little guys. But they could be out there still on this island. But the island of Flores, which is now part of Indonesia.
So forget about Bigfoot. Let's just say that we find a pack of these guys.
Mm.
What does that do to anything? What's that do to the world that we find a relict hominid that we thought was extinct for 50, 100,000 years or more, and there they are?
Be pretty cool.
We just got some weird little guys now.
Yeah. Put on the Google Glass and talk to them and see what's going on.
I did not know they were a real thing. I thought it was just from that movie. Hobbits.
No, they're not. They're not like hobbits from Lord of the Rings are not based on the Homo Florensis.
No, I know that. I'm just saying I didn't know that there was a real version of a hobbit.
Well, there's not.
They just
call them that because they're little.
Yeah, they're just calling them hobbits because they're like 3.5 feet
tall. They don't
live
in trees and make cookies. Like they.
Well, neither do hobbits.
You're thinking of Keebler elves. Well,
you're calling it hobbit.
Because that's what they call it.
As a joke. It's like a cute way to describe a tiny humanoid creature.
Would we treat them like humans?
Do you think we would give them human rights?
No, I think we'd treat them just like, I think with like Bigfoot, if we found like a Bigfoot, I think we'd treat them like animals.
Really?
What?
Yeah. And I don't mean animals like we'd be cruel to them and like hit them. I just mean like.
Is that what you do with
you'd
your
be
animals?
In a cage? I'm a little disturbed by how quickly Andrew went, no. Yeah. Would we give them human rights? No.
Well, they
no,
would
no.
be closer to like, they would be closer to like apes than they would be to humans, right? And we don't treat.
I mean, they're homo, so.
Lord is man is another way to call them instead of hobbit.
I just feel like if they were.
They're better. Humans. It says they're a species of small archaic human.
But archaic, right? So but, like there's a link. Like they would be that.
My mom like an animal too.
It does say evidence says it's an ape man. That's what this says in this article.
Evidence says it's an ape man.
Hey, you ride the fly. I am trying to back you up, and now you're ripping on me.
The way you said it was funny.
She's like, look, I'm anti-human rights for the hobbits, too.
The way that you very deadpan said, evidence says it's an ape man.
That's what it says.
Well, I would love to give them rights.
Yeah.
I would want to treat them like humans. They're humans.
But they can't, like, what if they can't learn in the way that we learn, right?
And I still care about them. There are humans that can't learn the same way that I can learn, and I still want them to have rights.
Sure, but I mean, like.
You should just stop. You should just stop.
You're arguing against human rights.
You started out with, we'll treat them like animals. You know, like being, what did you say?
I said we wouldn't, hit them, or we wouldn't, like, you know. Like, we wouldn't be cruel to them to not give them human rights, but I just don't think we would be able to look at them.
Yeah, this hobbit over here doesn't seem to be able to learn much at all. Let's whip him.
I just don't feel like the hobbits would. I don't think we would treat the hobbits like humans.
No, that's not a banana. Will you whip this guy?
I feel like if we found actual hobbits from Lord of the Rings, we wouldn't treat them like humans.
Jeez. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Check out the weekly ad in the Schnucks Rewards app today.
Headline number one, Andrew's a monster.
No human rights for hobbits.
All right, headline number one is not funny, though. America has had 198 mass shootings this year alone. We're only at the 19-week mark in 2022. The data on this tally comes via the Gun Violence Archive, which defines a mass shooting to contain four or more people.
Okay, what could stop this?
I don't know.
And I'm talking culturally. I'm not even talking like police measures or better gun restrictions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, is there anything now that the genie's out of the bottle and someone's already done it and people like this 18-year-old monster who shot up the grocery store now has that option? Like, oh, I could just take my anger out and, you know, make my point and go shoot a bunch of people and leave a manifesto. Can you imagine anything in the next 10, 20, 50 years where we look back and go, wow, that was a crazy time, all that shooting up the places?
Well, one thing that I don't know that will stop it, but it may help not encourage it. Anyone who is running for office, anyone currently holding office, anyone with access to a microphone, anyone on a TV station should not mince words when saying this is wrong. It will not be tolerated. It is not representative of our country. There should be
no ifs,
no
ands, or buts.
Words that are spoken that could be misconstrued. It is a hard no. We will not accept this.
What about
That's
this?
It.
What about this, Trish? That evidently this guy believed in a bunch of right-wing fringe things and replacement theory. Remember back in 2017, Charlottesville, we will not be replaced. You will not replace us. And I didn't even know what they were talking about. And the basics are that white people are being replaced by people of color, breeding faster than white people are, and immigration, and you're replacing us and all this kind of stuff. So to what degree do you think people should tamp down their opinions? I was going to say their rhetoric, but I don't even want to judge it that way. Just their opinions, knowing that there are crazies out there who could take it and act upon it.
It's a really interesting question because, like, I feel like your gut reaction, my gut reaction at least, is like, well, yeah, maybe if they're dangerous, but then it's like, who determines whether or not they're dangerous? There are people who have seized on extreme beliefs that I might be agreeable with that have, you know, done acts of violence. You know what I mean? Like, there's, because it's,
I don't, like putting ancient man in cages.
But no, it's, I don't know if you should tamp down your opinions because other people do violence, but I also don't know what to be done about it because, like, I mean, I can't say it better than the genie's out of the bottle. You know what I mean? Like, the damage that could be done has been done, and I think it will continue to be done. Now, I think other places have figured out what could be done about it. Like, there's that famous Onion headline that they post every time something like this happens that's like, no way to prevent this, says nation where this only, the, like, only nation where this happens. So, but the solution seems to be not only no guns, but to have never had guns. Sorry, Rachel.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. And obviously we can't do that. So to me, the only, and I don't even think it's a solution, but I think it's a tactic that could be effective is I don't care about this 18-year-old kid. I don't care about your manifesto. I don't care about your brain-haired theories. I would rather not talk about you at all.
Don't show him.
Yeah, but
don't.
We do every time. Yeah. Every time these kids, because it's usually kid or whoever it is, these monsters get exactly what they want, and that's their beliefs being distributed to everyone, their face everywhere, their messages everywhere, and they get to feel like a celebrity, whether or not they lived or died in the situation. For me, it would just be 100% about the victims. I mean, some of the people we lost in Buffalo, like this security guard, like to me, it's let's lionize this person and let's, you know, this was someone who was a police officer, retired, went into security and tried to stop this mass shooter and lost his life for it. Like, let's celebrate this person's good deeds rather than focusing on like, can you believe what he said online? Can you believe it? Yeah, I can believe it because I've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds of times. So my theory has always been we stop putting the spotlight on the monsters and start just focusing on the victims.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind at all. Law enforcement, FBI, taking the manifestos and going through them with a fine-tooth comb for the purpose of preventing the next one. But I don't think that we should treat these people like they're Einstein and we're reading their notes. You know, it's like
what drove him to do it? I don't know. He's crazy. And
yeah, don't show his
terrible
picture.
Person.
Like, we don't need to see his picture all the time. We got it. Like, he's not a celebrity now.
What about a fairly liberal journalist said, make no mistake, this is not a lone wolf. This is a, how did they put it?
Mainstream Republican.
Mainstream Republican.
I don't really get the point of saying that. I don't get the point of digging up the replacement theory thing and being like, see, this is what happens because Tucker Carlson talked about it. You know how many people learned about replacement theory that didn't have any idea what it was 24 hours ago? Do you have any idea how many people who have probably been recruited and thought, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't like the fact that we're being replaced in this country. You're giving it publicity. Like, I don't understand this fixation on like, they did this bad thing. Can any of us believe how bad this is? Let's roll around in it and just, oh, let's never stop talking about it. I think you're making the issue worse when you say things like that.
Agreed. 352 DGS, happy Monday. Isn't technology strange and uneven? Like today I'm driving into the office. I'm going down market, whatever. And I have my phone, a computer in my hand that has more computing power than what they had to launch the moon missions, literally. And then I saw that the fire hydrants, they were like releasing the water for whatever reason. And so the water's just going out onto the road. And I'm like, fire hydrants. We just haven't changed
that out yet.
You know, we're just like, that's good.
Still working, I guess.
They're right. I mean, it's just weird how this chunk of iron that the firefighters just pull and put a hose on it. It's like the same as it's been for 100 years and we're going to space and we're flying drones on Mars and they're like, that'll do.
That's fine.
Or mailboxes.
Paint it red.
How are we still doing that? Mm-hmm. How are we still like taking important documents and sticking them in a box in the front of your yard that anyone can just open and take?
And when you have mail, you put the red flag
up. Put the red flag up. Sending out a check. Anyone wants to get my routing numbers, now's the time.
Maybe there's room for disruption here. Maybe that's just because no one's tried to innovate yet. No one's been like, we need to fix mailboxes.
Not the same thing, but on Saturday night, I was picking up my nephew from his friend's house, and I was stopped by a train for like 5 minutes, and I almost lost my mind in Kirkwood. And I caught one going and one coming both ways, and I thought, oh, my God, this hasn't happened, which I love downtown Kirkwood, but I don't know if I could live there because of that. That was painful.
Trish is like, trains? Really? We're still doing this?
Well, for real.
It's something like, about trains.
How am I stopped by this train in 2022? Yeah.
Or just, we're going to look back someday and go, can you believe that you used to order things and they would put them on your porch where anyone could just take them? Every time I come home and there are packages, I'm shocked. Like, why
that they're still there?
Yeah, like, why didn't you guys just take them? They're just sitting there.
And then when someone does take them, it's the worst feeling.
That really hurt you,
mad.
Didn't it?
Yes. I've had my sheets, and it's happened to me before. Like, I've ordered shoes, and someone took them, and it's like, these aren't even going to fit you. What's wrong with you?
Oh, by the way, we're prosecuting the guy who got caught with my car down in Springfield.
Really?
Good.
Talk to the detective, and I'm like, look, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the citizen thing, and, you know, but I don't, they stole the car from my house. I don't want them coming back and killing me. Like, he's like, it's not Matlock, you know? It's like, that's not the way it works. But yeah, I don't think I'll have to do anything, but that's kind of just weird to be involved in that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.